Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. So let's try it again. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed is the response. So resurrection has won victory over death. Grace has overcome guilt and sin. Love won victory over hatred and evil. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let's try one more time. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Death is strong, but life is stronger. Darkness is strong, but light is stronger. Evil is strong, but righteousness prevails. Christ has won victory over all evil and death and sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you all for joining here. Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning. God has given us another day to live in this world. It is a gift from God. Let us be thankful for that. We have not asked for this life in this world by ourselves. God has given it to us. So it is God's choice that we are here today. And God has given us good health and strength in our bodies to get up this morning to see the sunlight. Isn't that great? Let us be thankful for that also. And He has been good to us in the past and He will be good to us in the future. That is the promise that He has given to us. So let us trust in that promise and also celebrate this Resurrection Sunday together. Thank you all for joining here and also online. If you can join with me to the announcements in the bulletin, I will make it very brief. Before I go to the announcements, let me ask a couple of things that we will do. After the announcements, we will do an affirmation of faith, which is on page 881. I will call that out at the time before we start the opening hymn. That's a change vein to note. And then after the greeting time, we'll have a healing service prayer time. So we have several people that here that are sick and going through some serious medical procedures. So we need to have them come up and lay hands on them and have a time of prayer together. And God is good and He is good all the time. So let us pray together for our dear ones for healing at that time. And those are the only changes. And the special that we have, I have not listed the number there. It's 364, Because He Lives. And the choir will be singing. If you want to join with them, please note that it's 364. Those are the changes in the worship order. The announcements are on the second page. The food bank that we collect here and donate to the place over there, on the corner there, that the shelter for women. We collect food and cash. Please donate in cash or in kind. There's a bin at the back of this door if you want to drop off groceries and those items. My book, the second book, is now released last week, Song in the Night. If you want it, take a copy. It's $10. That will benefit, the proceeds will go to the missions. My previous book also is available here, Joy in the Journey. Please come by during fellowship time or after service and you can place the payment right next to the book. Our mailing address is listed there, mainly for people who are remote. Cooking class, we'll have it on the second Saturday of the month, on the 14th at 10 o'clock. We still need a volunteer. We had a great class last Sunday. Yesterday we had the art class, and Wayne is doing a great job with that. And we will have the art class on the third Saturday, which is April 16th. And we'll be starting with painting. And he finished the session with the drawing yesterday. So we are looking forward to that. Please join us for fun and fellowship time for both of these Saturday sessions. A Thursday lunch, love lunch, will be at the Golden Corral. Whoever wants to join Norman, he'll be there at 1 o'clock. Please join him at the Golden Corral at on the Marketplace Boulevard here in Cumming. Our annual conference is from June 2nd through the 4th. And we have some volunteers also going. Miss Lou is going. And Margaret is going, and Jean, I hope you will be making arrangements to go as well. So we have three people will be attending that. And please pray for the conference, which will be a place where we prepare our delegates and also make decisions for the next year. And the delegates will be representing our conference in the general conference, which will be in 2024, which makes certain serious decisions about the church and our faith and our doctrine. So please, the delegates, pray for the delegates also that they will be voting for the right people to attend those things. The church council meeting, we have it scheduled, was scheduled for April 30th, but Margaret is out of town, so we wanted to schedule it for another Sunday, the 23rd or the 7th. The 7th is the following Sunday, May 7th, that's what I like to do, but it has to be a Saturday at 10 o'clock. I just want to see how many people can be here next Saturday. Okay, 3, 4. How about the following Saturday?
I will be here next Saturday.
Sorry? Yeah, I will be here next Saturday. Okay.
I can be there on the 23rd, yes.
Okay, how about the 7th?
No.
No, I can't. I have chemo that week.
Oh, you do? Okay. So we'll do the next Saturday. Terry, did you say?
I can't be there Saturday, Pastor.
Oh, you won't be?
I have got an obligation.
Oh, okay. Gene, how about you? So we have some key people missing, and Robert is not going to be here next Saturday. We will meet next Saturday, and if we need to, we'll have another one in a month or so with all the people together, because Martha is not going to be available the following Saturday, so we'll get it done next Saturday, and I will update you on the decisions, and also we'll have a meeting sooner than waiting for another 3 months. So next Saturday at 10 o'clock in the fellowship hall, Wayne, would you be able to join us? Yeah, okay. And so next Saturday at 10 o'clock, Vicky, if you can join us, please join as well. And the attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and prayer for this church. Let us pray for this church and for the opportunities that God has given us to do this in this community. Let us do it faithfully. And also, I want to remind everybody that we take donations on the internet, on our website. There are many different options if you want to do credit card, debit card, or bank draft. There are options on that. Please use that as well. And also, I just want to remind that tomorrow is a big day. The tax deadline is tomorrow. So if you haven't filed your taxes and you don't want to pay penalties, please make sure you get it done tomorrow. So that's another reminder. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us worship God together. If you are able, please stand and let us do the affirmation of faith. The Apostles' Creed, stand and open to page 881. And we will affirm our faith together. Page 881, the traditional version of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we remain standing, please turn to 322 in the hymnal. We will sing Up From the Grave He Arose, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Waiting the coming day, Jesus.
Please be seated. Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning that you have given us to gather together in your name in this church and also online. You are the author of faith and you are the author of life. To you we lift up our longing eyes and our hearts to see you just as the people and the women and the men of the first Easter saw you in glory. Help us not to be pulled down by the doubts or fears of this world. Send your spirit among us, O God. Break open our hearts so that we will be open to see the spiritual truths behind the scriptures today. May the service of word and praise be offered to you today. Bring honor and glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, the triune God forever. May your name be blessed and lifted up today, and your people be blessed in our singing, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word that we make here today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray, and your people together say, Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. The choir will be singing, as you remain seated, the choir will be singing The Old Rugged Cross. It is 504. If you want to join with the choir, you are welcome to do so. It is 304. 504, verses 1, 2, and 4.
Amen.
thy trophy shine, that's thy neighbor. I will cling to the old rocking road and exchange it someday for a crown.
It is our responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 118, verses 14 through 20. You can follow that on page 839 in the blue hymnal. Please stand if you are able. Page 839.
The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation.
There are joyous songs of victory in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly, and the right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has changed his soul, but he has not given me glory to die.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before God as a church family to share our prayers of blessings together and thank God for all the blessings that we receive. Also, we pray for our burdens and concerns together as we share them between each other and also to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He will listen to every single prayer that we make and answer according to His will and His time. His will and His time are better than ours. We believe that. Sometimes we think that we need certain things right away, but God will ask us to wait. It is only He does that. So let us trust in that promise that God is going to be good and He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. Quickly go over the prayer requests at the back of the bulletin that we have been praying for, these regular items. I will quickly go over some of them. Continue to pray for Penny as she is recovering from the COVID and the aftermath of that. She's getting better, started working part-time, which is good news. Martha is online with us. She's continuing with her second session of chemos. Martha, thank you for joining. Do you have anything to share?
Yes, please pray for me. I have a bad eye infection right now.
Okay,
I have chemo coming up in a couple weeks.
Okay, please pray for Martha for strength in her body. Let us continue to pray for Ian McGee as he is fighting with our troops, particularly during this time of war. Ian is Terry's son, and I think he's still back in Germany. Terry, do you know where he is?
Yes, Pastor. Okay. He's sort of back and forth between Germany and Poland.
Okay.
Again, you know, I thank you all for your prayers for Ian and the rest of our men and women that are serving our country.
Yes, please remember all of them and their families also. Keep April night in our prayers. We'll keep you in our prayers, our regular prayers, and also Wayne as they're going back to the doctors, and also Martha. Any other call outs from this list or anything else that anyone wants to make?
Pastor, I have one. My friend Sherry Springer, she's been in the church several times. Her mother had a stroke this past week, and they're putting her in hospice today, and Sherry went down there, so they're just having a really hard time.
Okay, Sherry, do you know her name?
Jean, I think.
Okay. I will add her to our prayer list. Gee, okay. Any other?
I want you to pray for Ed Ricky Banks.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive. He who seeks will find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us together to come and share our prayers of blessings to thank you for everything that we receive. And at the same time, we come before you with our burdens and concerns as well, Lord. Many of us are broken in many different ways, in our bodies, in our spirit, and in our minds. But you are the one who can make us whole. Scripture says, even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are weak, we find strength in you. When we are lonely, we find a friend in you. When we are grieving and go through loss and separation, you give us comfort and peace and company. You are the source of all true healing, Lord. We lift up all of those who need your protection and healing and touch at this time, particularly the ones that we have named here. Many others that we have not named also. Particularly we thank you for the continued healing of Penny, and also we thank you for the continued healing for Martha, and also be with all of them again as they are going back to the doctors for various procedures and treatments. We pray for Sherry Springer's mother who is in the hospital. We pray for Ricky Banks, and we pray for the family of Jeff Klein as they are grieving. Bless them with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for all of those who are going through difficult times at this time with various illnesses and difficulties, many different types of difficulties. Bless them, Lord, with the resources that they need. Bless with your healing those of you need the healing in their body and in their minds. We also lift up our service workers, our grocery clerks and many others, military, police, fire and all of them. You also remember Ian as he is in the military now fighting for us. Bless all of those military workers and people who are fighting for us. And we pray for our service workers, our healthcare people, our trash workers and grocery clerks, many others who are supporting us. Bless them with your grace and keep them safe, Lord, and their families. We pray for our nation as a whole for peace and unity. We pray for the leaders of the country, our president, vice president, and leaders of the Congress and the governors of the state and many, many others in leadership positions who are making decisions. Give them the wisdom, Lord, so that they will do the right things and make the right decisions. Bless us today as a church, Lord, as we remember your resurrection, that we will be filled with the power of your resurrection as we go from this place, that will be changed to people to spread the love and the care and compassion that you have shown us to this world. Bless us with your presence today, so that in all the things that we do here today, we will lift up your name and glorify your name, that we will be blessed by your presence today, Lord. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please.
Praise God from whom our blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to worship here today, and also to bring a portion of what you have given us back to you, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are most merciful and gracious God, from your open hand we receive everything that we have. Above all, we understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious Lord, take this offering and bless this offering, that this will be used for the blessing of many others in this world through this church. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated, as we will have a special now, because he lives, 364.
He lived and died.
We'll do the scripture reading now. If you are able, please stand for the gospel reading taken from the book of Luke, Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. If you are able, please stand for the gospel reading. Luke 24.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of the sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again?" Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, we come before you and your Word at this time with an open heart and a humble spirit. Bless us, Lord, to be obedient and humble before you at this time and your Word. Whatever you speak to us today will become life and spirit in us, and also will become life and spirit to the world through us, Lord. Bless us with your word, illumine our souls so that we can receive your word, so that it will be power in our lives and also will spread that power to others in this world. As we celebrate the Resurrection Sunday here today, help us, Lord, as we leave this place to be filled with the power of that resurrection, to show the world the power of that victory over death, so that we will not be afraid of death anymore, that we have won victory through you because you rose from the dead. Bless us with your presence, Lord, and go with us as we go from this place with your power. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We read and heard the scripture reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, where we saw that the women went to the tomb early morning on the first day of the week, which was the third day after Jesus was crucified and buried. And the first group of people who went to the tomb according to all the Gospels are women. And some say there were three women, and in other places say one woman, some say just women, and they say many women. So we don't know, there are many women there. And some people say that the women were chosen to be the first one to go to witness the resurrection of Christ was for a reason, because that's the best way to spread the news faster. That's what some people say. But whatever it was, women were the first one chosen to be the witnesses of the resurrected Christ. And there are two groups of people we see here. The ones who went there and then believed, and then the ones who went there and did not believe. There, both groups went to the tomb. And these women who went to the tomb early in the morning did not go there to see a resurrected Christ. What did they go there for? They went there to look for the dead body of Jesus so that they can anoint him, his body, with the spices, which is a tradition of the Jewish people. They waited so long because it was Sabbath. That's why they didn't go the day before. So they waited for the next opportunity to go to the tomb and then anoint the body. So they were expecting not an empty tomb, but a tomb that had a body so they can anoint the body of Jesus. And these three women that named particularly are Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James, and Salome. That's what we read in Mark. And also in Luke, where we read that Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, mother of James, and others with them. That's what we read in Luke. So there were several women. But some of them are named and some of them were not named. But these women had a special place. And I believe that is why they got the opportunity to witness the resurrection Christ first. These women were part of the ministry of Jesus. If we look at the Gospels, particularly in Luke chapter 8, we read about these women. There were many women there who were supporting Jesus in his ministry. And Mary, called Magdalene, Joanna, the wife of Chusa, the manager of Herod's household, and Susanna, and many others. We read that in Luke chapter 8. And they were the women who were helping to support the ministry of Jesus during that time financially. So these women had a special place in the ministry of Jesus. They were supporting the ministry, whatever they could, not only by their presence, but also by their finances. These women were supporting Jesus. So they had a very special place in the ministry of Jesus. And that is one reason probably they decided to go, but they had a willingness to go to begin with. Then another thing that we see about these women is that during the crucifixion and the death of Jesus, they were the last ones to leave the foot of the cross. You go and look, read the Gospels. They stayed until everybody is gone. And they were the last one to leave the foot of the cross. And they also witnessed that Joseph of Arimathea came and took the body down and buried. And they watched all of these things before they left. So they stayed closer to Jesus when all the disciples fled. All of those men who were supposed to be brave enough, the Peter who took the sword and cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest, everybody fled. But these women, they stayed closer to Jesus even in the time of his trial and death and burial. They wanted to make sure where he was buried so they can go back and anoint his body. So they stayed close to Jesus. That is why they were able to see certain things that others could not see. If you stay close to Jesus, you will see several things that you others may not be able to see. No matter what situations that you are going through, like those women, they were probably disappointed, they were afraid, they were uncertain about their future. The teacher, the prophet that they had trusted and they had been together for so long is gone now. They don't know what is going to happen to their future. Even in the midst of that uncertainty, they stayed close to Jesus. And they wanted to be with Jesus on the third day anyway. Regardless of his risen or not, they didn't believe that in the beginning. When you stay close to Jesus, you will see the things others won't be able to see. There will be miracles happening. There will be things that others would not see about your future. Others may say that you have a gloomy future coming up. And there is no hope for you. There is no healing for this disease. That's what others may say. But if you stay close to Jesus, you will see differently. You will see healing coming. You will see the power of God waiting for you to work in you and through you if you are going to stay close to Jesus. Those women were witnesses of the power of God and power of resurrection because they chose to stay close to Jesus even at the foot of the cross. And they went there just like you and me, doubting how we are going to get into the grave, to the tomb. Because there was a big stone that they saw, they rolled over. And they were uncertain about that. Who is going to help us? They were full of emptiness. Even though their arms were full of spices to anoint the body, their hearts were empty. But their ears were full of tears. And their hearts were full of disappointment and fear when they went. But to their amazement, when they went there, the stone was rolled away. And the stone was not there anymore. And then their anxiety became more. They became more anxious. What happened? That's what happens when we are anxious and afraid. But we run to Jesus and stay close to Jesus. You remember, you know that all the stones that you think are going to be there will be removed.
Amen.
God can remove any stone that is there from your path that you think is heavy for you. No matter who put it there. Doesn't matter. Sometimes we look for the source. You know, because we like to blame somebody. This is because so-and-so had done this to us.
Amen.
But that is not the point. The point is no matter who put it there, it doesn't matter. The devil put it there. Or some people put it there. Our God can remove and roll away any stone from our front, no matter how much afraid you are. God can make a way when there is no way. Do you know that song? God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Stay close to be my side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. When the world sees there is no way, God says that go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Don't be stopped by the things that people are telling you. You just go ahead. The stone will be rolled away for you. And that's what happened when they believed in Jesus. There was no stone there. Doesn't matter who rolled it. Do you care who rolled it away or not? God make it happen. God will make it happen. No matter how heavy our burdens are, God can remove all heaviness out of our lives today. Do you believe that? If you don't, believe that today, because it's the day of resurrection. Because of Easter, our stones are rolled away, stones of sickness and pain, stones of sorrow and unbelief, stones of sin and death are removed by the power of resurrection on this day. Guilt is cancelled. You don't have to be under the fear of guilt anymore. Past is gone. Guilt is cancelled. Condemnation is in the past. Because Jesus is now risen and he has made peace with God and peace for you.
Yes.
Then the wonderful thing that they saw was the most unexpected thing. They saw angels in the grave. How many times you expect angels in the grave? We talk about ghosts. That's what we are taught, right?
Yes.
And you will see the ghost coming from the grave. But that's not what they saw. In Mark, we read in chapter 16 that they saw an angel in white robe sitting on the right side. And in Luke 24, as we read, there were two men in white robes. And they were asking them, why are you here? What are you looking for? And they were asking for the body of Jesus. And the question was, why do you look for the living among the dead? Many times we look for the living among the dead. Resurrection is a story of angels revealed in the grave of death and destruction. It is very pleasant to note how the ministering angels gather around the death and grave. There is a supporting angel, the same angel that ministered to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is the same angel that will come to you and me to minister to us in the middle of the night when we are awake and don't know where to turn to for help. When we are crying out in pain and agony and grief and sorrow, that is when the ministry of angels come. God sends his ministry of angels. In Psalm 91 we read, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Psalm 91 verse 11. Easter is the stationing of loving angels around the grave, conducting a conversation. That's what happens. When you expect the unexpected, when you don't expect these kind of things, God will change the circumstances around you. When you stay close to Jesus, you will see the things others won't be able to see. You will see angels in the grave talking to you. Hope and resurrection conquer death and destruction. Then they saw the linens in the tomb. They found only the clothes. The clothes told them a story that the body is not there, only the clothes. The grave is empty. To know that out of those linens rose the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When we find ourselves tired and weary, God's word will strengthen us. The prophet Ezekiel says in chapter 37, Ezekiel is talking about a battlefield filled with the remains of people who died in the battle, just the dry bones. There he is standing there with desperation, and he's saying, these bodies, would they ever come to life? And then he saw them standing up and coming to life. The prophet saw that in his vision. They were all dead, but they are not forgotten. We are not forgotten by God. Amen. Even when we think ourselves or our situations are dead, and when the world condemns you and says that your situation is dead and gone, it's a God who can give you the power of the resurrection and make life of our dead situations. Can these bones live? The prophet asked. All of those bones soon rose up and became living bodies, as what he saw in his vision. When we stay close to Jesus, we will see more than others who are far away. Peter could see only the linen, not the angels. He left the tomb wondering to himself what had happened. So people, the same group of people became two different groups, one who believed and saw the resurrected Christ, the others who could not see, and they went without believing. It may not be as quick as the dry bones that we may see the resurrected Christ. Some situations may take more time. I want to also tell you that what they did not see there. They did not see what they expected to see. The dead body of Christ. The body of Jesus was dead and buried because they came there to anoint his body. They went there with sadness to anoint a dead Jesus, but they returned in gladness to announce a risen Christ. If you stay close to Jesus, you will see life differently than others. There is a hope and victory at the end of every trial and death. We become witnesses to that. And we are the witnesses not only of death, but also the resurrection as people of God. The angel told them, he is risen, he is not here. He said, come and see. And then he also told them, go and tell. Come and see, and go and tell. As we go from this place, as witnesses of resurrected Christ today, receive the power today and go from this place to tell a dead world that life is there to come back to you. You are not dead anymore. The power of resurrection is here. We are going to be the messengers of that resurrection as we go from this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Before we go to the closing hymn, I wanted to acknowledge the membership of Norman. He can rise, Norman. He used to be a member of our church years ago, and then he went to another church. We want to put his name back in the rolls today. Thanks for coming back, Norman. And his wife, Bobby, who died recently about a year ago in March. March of 21, right? Yes, yeah, in March of 21, Bobby, she used to be part of the choir and very active in the ministry here. We are glad that Norman is coming back to our church today. And welcome. God bless you. Please say welcome to him at the end of the service. The closing hymn is He Lives, which is 310. If you are able, please stand. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 3. 310.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever words they say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear the voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always here. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along that narrow way. He lives, salvation to him. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. The world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy paths. The day of His appearing will come and pass. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to Him come. He walks me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ, O King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. Not only so loving, so good and kind. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives.
People of God, the message today is He is risen. Do not look for the living among the dead. Go in peace, knowing that if you stay close to Jesus, you will see greater things than others cannot see. So go from this place with the power of the resurrection, that He is going to be with you no matter what situations you have to go through. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.